This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owen Schroyer is coming up in about 20 minutes. I'm going to punch out and go get the broadcast going for the night.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're not just saying we're the front lines of the info war. Sometimes I wish we weren't. Let me tell you, because I have all this responsibility. I know how right we are. I know how evil the globalists are, and I just hope listeners understand this is real. Ashley Beckford, Leanne McAdoo. This is a short segment. Nico Acosta just popped my ear and he goes, you know what would be really nice if you didn't skip all those breaks and not plug one time in the last hour? Maybe we could fund the Washington Bureau. Maybe we could actually pay everybody around here. And that's right. The free shipping on some things, 30-40% off storable food, 30% off on nutraceuticals. It all ends today. It has to end today. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139, but I shouldn't have to belabor it. These are all great products everybody needs. Thank you for what you've done. Please continue to support us. DNA Force is back, 10% off. This is a short segment. Ashley, you were saying, you know, we've got to not be politically correct. Let's just admit it. Say what you said during the break.
Well, I was saying that it's very controversial of a statement, but the bottom line is this. I believe that the LGBT movement and community is basically creating this whole sort of situation where we're going to actually become depopulated. We're depopulating the earth. We know the birth rates have been lowered, and it's a system.
Well, they've been used as a pawn in that.
Right, yeah, yeah, right. I don't think the individual LGBT community member is aware of this, but the bottom line is that it's a systematic way of depopulating the earth, of limiting human population. We know Bill Gates, he wants that population to go to zero, so that's part of it, is the LGBT agenda.
Yeah, I mean, the owner of Facebook that says we're dumb effers is basically buying Kauai, kicking the natives off their property. He doesn't want anybody around.
Yeah, what, can you have 100 different genders on Facebook? I thought there were two. Apparently there's 100.
No, the science is not settled on that.
Right.
Apparently. Well, as soon as men and women realize we're under attack, it's not about being inclusive of other people. That's ridiculous. I don't attack anybody. The fact is they tell the kids, no, you can't be male or female. You got to be something else now.
I was surprised at how nasty people in the LGBT community can be. 58 gender options for Facebook
users.
Well,
that was from 2014.
Okay, yeah. They probably
it's over 100 now.
Yeah. They're doubling and tripling, I'm sure.
They don't teach the kids math or history. It's all just all this new stuff.
Right.
No, that's completely it. And you wonder why the world is going mad.
It's and they sell the idea that they can teach our kids. I mean, I don't want to tell my kids to like 10 or 11 about sex and stuff. They want to teach a kindergartner about all this stuff. That's called pedophilia.
Right. Well, right. And it's like they're teaching them an alternative version of reality. So no wonder everyone is going insane.
They're grooming them for abuse, either to abuse themselves or to be abused by other people.
You're right. You just said it. Leanne made this point, like she feels crazy being around this now. And when I was in D.C. after like hours of these crowds, like screaming I was a racist and I knew I wasn't and I'm evil because I'm white, and that's pure racism and right. All this other crap, I was feeling crazy. I had to go in. I just said, guys, we can't do this anymore. I was like, their insanity is like, it's...
Hey. And just the fact that their version of reality is being reinforced on CNN and things like that, where you literally want to go insane because you know that those pictures are fake, but they're putting it up.
They've been admitted to be fake. I was there and saw the whole mall full of record numbers, and they said no one was there, and they show a fake photo.
And
they don't get in trouble. Then they bitch at the president for calling it out.
Right. And this is just one particular story. Think of all the other stories out there with these hashtag alternative facts, because that's the other thing they've started now. It's not fake news. It's alternative facts that they're trying to say that Trump is bringing in the alternative.
Right.
Facts.
They said that he removed the bust of Martin Luther King Jr., which is a total lie.
It was behind a curtain.
Yeah, it was behind a Secret Service agent or a door or something. Someone was standing there. And so they tried to say, they tweeted about this, one of these mainstream media fake news reporters went ahead and said that Trump is actually against Martin Luther King and removed his bust from the Oval Office. Ridiculous. That's an alternative fact right there.
Exactly.
Yeah, what he did was he added Winston Churchill back into the Oval Office. Thank you, Trump.
Which they didn't want.
Yeah.
Well, and that was that whole message of who fought Hitler. And who fought the jihadis? Winston Churchill. That was a message. And I tell you, these people are sick.
Our true allies.
I mean, anybody that allies themselves with the jihadis, I mean, we'll be right back. We got the key report from out there on the ground.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready. With Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
From the front lines. Front lines are in our mind.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
Tell your children not to drink the fluoride, baby.
Words, what they mean, what they say.
Mother. Mother. Can you hide them from the waiting world? We're not going to do that. We're bringing the light to the world.
Gonna check your daughter out tonight.
Yeah, they don't want that. Ashley Beck remaking great points during the break. So is Leanne. You got to take over in this segment. We've got this clip to play and more than... Mr. Schroyer is coming here to join you guys, and I'm going to hand the baton over. But it was so clear-cut. It was so clear how right we've been being in D.C., what you saw, the craziness, the fact that this is a cult, the fact that it's anti-human. It's hard to believe our own species cooked this up.
It is. It's really hard to believe. I mean, we were talking on the break about how we really think it could be a kind of a spiritual battle here. I mean, that's what it feels like to me. We don't know where these people are getting their ideas or where all this negative energy is coming from, but it feels otherworldly. Where we're saying it feels like we're in some sort of science fiction novel or in a dystopic situation. Mm-hmm. It's very, very strange how these people actually seem like they're in a separate reality. I was talking about Carlos Castaneda. Like, what, are we in another dimension?
A totally alternative dimension, a superimposed. Our realities have been superimposed on each other. That's why some people could listen to Donald Trump's speech and be like, wow, that was amazing. And other people are truly believing that it's the second coming of Hitler.
Right.
Because we are living in alternative realities, but we're still, you know, we're superimposed. So you're fighting with these people that aren't even in your realm. So it's just, it's that's why I think
there's
it's
no
so
way to
exhausting. It's insane.
It's very exhausting.
And they think you hate them. All you want is to empower them.
Right.
And you don't dislike anybody for how they look. It's how they're acting.
Yeah, but they dislike you. If you're black and you have a Trump hat on, then you're against the movement. You're against black people. I've been called racist, sexist, homophobic so many times in the past year. I've never been called those things ever before in my life. And now all of a sudden, because I support Trump, now I'm bad. You know,
yeah,
automatically.
If you were a conservative, pro-life woman, you're not allowed to be part of the Women's March. Mm-hmm. And then there was some other signs, and this is where they all kind of start eating themselves. But then there was other signs I saw where it was like, if you're a trans woman, don't feel bad that the march is mostly about the female anatomy and don't feel excluded. So it's like everyone else can be.
Because if you feel bad if somebody's got anatomy, what the hell?
Yeah, it was all.
I'm seeing a bunch of women and I don't have that. So I'm again, it's like something. It's total classism. Well, I don't have breasts like that or long hair, so I'm bad. Well, who cares if your hair's all falling out like mine is? It's what matters is what you stand for. It's crazy.
Well, no, that's it's like the gender dysphoria thing. Like if you identify as a woman, even though maybe you were not born that way, but so now you're telling women that they're not allowed to talk about, you know, as women, we kind
of... Because that hurts you because they feel like they're not a real woman.
They're excluded. Right. They're like, you guys can't talk about, you know, those female things.
Well, what it is just the end of communication. This
it's
is
like,
just...
No, you
it's a cult.
Yeah,
you're
going to
take
exactly.
away our female experience.
What they say is everything you're doing hurts someone, so only let the government put out the official statements. So you just repeat those because all other knowledge hurts people.
Yeah.
Right. They were shouting, this is just the start. This is just the start. I was saying, is this just the start of the end of free speech? You want to shut Donald Trump up. You know, you shut Martin Luther King up. You shut up anybody who, you know. Is.
And by the way, exactly. I want to compare Martin Luther King to what. That's the key. I thought that last night. You just said it. Trump's speech was like Martin Luther King.
Right.
You can take what Trump would say and then King said it. And I want to throw that in their face because what they're saying is the opposite of what Martin Luther King said.
That's a great idea to add to my report because actually when I was in Harlem, New York City on Martin Luther King Day, I was asking people, would Martin Luther King vote for Trump? You can imagine what the answers were.
Most his family did.
Yeah, exactly. Right. His family did. So I can splice that in and show, you know, the real black people, the non-mediocre Negroes are for Donald Trump. You know, Diamond and Silk, they really did a great job of bringing, you know, black people to Trump's community and helping people understand really where Trump is coming from. And we're going to see he's going to improve the inner city communities. He's going to build them up like he said he was going to do. So just wait, social justice warriors, because that's really going to blow your mind.
Yeah. What are they going to do here in a few months, a year, when their lives are better?
Well, let's take Don King. And I'll be honest, Don King's like a super alpha male that went to prison for beating people to death, and, you know, flexing the whole nine yards. But he ran over, talk about somebody, all the big white promoters, all the Italian mafia, everybody in dominated sports but loves Donald Trump and respects him. I mean, I'm just saying, somebody that actually run over like powerful white guys has been Don King, and he loves Trump because he knows Trump has actually done a lot of good things. I mean, even people like Don King really respect Trump. That's because there's something special about Donald Trump. And I don't want to get into some cult worshiping Trump, but, man, I'm telling you, he is just delivering. It's crazy. And all the evil people hating, I just wonder, who is Donald Trump? I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
I don't give the media something to freak out about because I know he makes like 300 phone calls a day. I just wonder how Trump has all this stamina.
Super male.
Exactly.
He's sending that box super male by
time. No, I didn't. He's something else.
Yeah.
They've got to tell him, sir, it's 1 a.m. You got to get up at 5 a.m. He's just like still working.
He's vital, very vital on his own, I guess. But yeah, the bottom line is that when have you heard a politician actually talk about the black community and talk about building up, you know, the infrastructure and getting more jobs, you know, these factory jobs.
And he specifically says the black, Obama never said that.
No, he's never said it. And he never did anything good for us. And, you know, we really don't consider him as part of our community. A lot of us who supported Trump, especially, we don't consider Barack Obama even to be a part of that African diaspora because of his questionable history. Let's just leave it at that, right. You know.
Well, it's amazing. I want to play this report you follow. Lauren's going to be on the news tonight. It's just some of the excerpts of what you went through. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
How does it feel to be an Uncle Tom?
How does it feel to be an Uncle Tom? Don't get me started, buddy. You don't want to mess with me on that. Have you even read?
You're a race traitor.
Are you serious? Have you even read Harriet Beecher Stowe? Have you even read the book? He probably doesn't know who Uncle Tom even is.
He's been bullying you for a long time.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. I am literally, I'm holding back right now.
I'm actually back for InfoWars.com.
This guy is a literal racist. Okay, I finally see why he supports Hillary Clinton. This is insane. These people come up to me. They want to call me an Uncle Tom. They've never even read Harriet Beecher Stowe. They have no idea who that character even was or what it even means. That was so racist.
They're idiots.
So disgusting. I voted for Trump March 1st. I'm a bad person.
You might be a you might be a race traitor. I'm not sure about that.
Oh my God! Here's the second racist white Hillary Clinton supporter I've met tonight. I'm a race traitor. Am I an Uncle Tom too?
I don't know you personally. You probably are, but my wife's black, so
her wife's black, so it's okay for her to make racist epithets. It's okay for her to make racist comments because her wife is black. What do I love about Trump? I love that Trump wants to make America great again. That's his slogan. That's his plan.
Is that just his slogan?
Well, yeah. I don't know. We'll find out, won't we? He's the president.
We already have found out what this happened.
Who did you vote for? Bernie?
Trump was a catalyst.
Okay,
we
talked
to him. I am grateful to him.
Right. Who wants to go back to sleep and just vote for just some woman who has no merits? Absolutely. Hillary's a great person. How about all the money she stole from the black Haitians? And the earthquake. Clinton Foundation. Look it up. Yeah, I know. It's actually no facts.
You say she has no merits, but then they don't actually bring up any of her merits.
Exactly.
Right. The good news is these people are so into death, they're not reproducing.
Yeah, that's the only positive thing we have out of this, is that hopefully we have, I don't know, but because they had babies there with Black Lives Matter signs, so this is going to be going on for a long time.
Is it me or I never see black people with Black Lives Matter signs?
Exactly. My neighbor, she literally, I'm sorry if you're watching, sweetie, but she literally attacked me verbally yesterday or a couple days ago because I was wearing a Trump hat. I've never talked to her in my life. She all of a sudden says, "Are you serious with that thing?" I was just saying hello to my neighbor, trying to be a nice, friendly neighbor.
Well, here's what's happened. They got rid of any culture.
Right.
Not the culture's perfect, but it's real culture. It comes from something. And now they've told them, you can have a culture now. Hate these people.
Exactly.
And so they say, "Oh, I get to be good now. What are you doing wearing that hat?"
Right. Well, and I'm sorry to
go ahead. Don't keep going.
This is a white woman who I'm going to go ahead and assume she's a lesbian, literally had all these Black Lives Matter signs in her window. So she's attacking me. For what reason? I'm a black person. Can you see? Can you notice that
your
I'm
life
a black
matters?
Life that you're talking about? Right. Yeah. Do you?
Oh, she attacked you because it scrambles her paradigm.
Exactly. It scrambles her paradigm completely.
Well, the truth is Black Lives Matter was launched by Soros.
Right.
For a whole takeover to then scapegoat the black community and cause a civil war that would then persecute black people. The guy is a freaking monster, man.
And it's working. It's really, really working. I just released on YouTube MLK versus Black Lives Matter. Check out this report. Basically, we came to the conclusion, obviously, that Black Lives Matter would not be supported by Martin Luther King. He was a person who basically wanted nonviolence. He was a civil rights advocate who cared about, you know, other people, cared about people of all races, cared about all lives mattering. So basically, I went to Harlem, New York City, and at first people were like, oh, yeah, he definitely would have supported Black Lives Matter. But eventually they realized, oh, wait, yeah, kill cops? Probably not.
Well, all that's going to do is then flip the cops out to freak out and attack black people.
Exactly.
It's all meant to scapegoat black people. And I'm just, it's the truth. I'm not saying to be patronizing. It's really real.
It's meant to increase the instance of police brutality. So to be going around saying Black Lives Matter, you're actually excluding other people. And when you go and do that exclusion, then that's going to cause people to feel, triggered. And
that's right. Worried. It's fundamentally racist.
Right.
Well, all I know is Trump's overperforming, and I'm really freaked out because this is just a crazy time to be alive. Great job. I know, Leanne, you're taking over. Thank you for all the great work you've done.
Thank you, Alex.
It's amazing. And we've got other folks coming on as well. I'm going to file a bunch of special reports tonight. But great job, folks.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm
sucking fools.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer now sitting in for Alex Jones. Still with me is Ashley Beckford and Leanne McAdoo. And we've got news to cover. We're going to talk about all of the executive orders that were signed today by Donald Trump. Really unbelievable stuff. I can't even believe that this is happening, kind of like Alex was referencing Kit Daniels earlier. Ashley and I are going to discuss our experience. You've seen our videos on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, basically first person in the street with the camera confronting these protesters, figure out what they're on the streets for. And then what we find out is, well, really, they don't even know. They're just the hearsay mafia. But before we get to that, if you like those videos, if you like the fact that we can send Ashley out, myself out, be live for 14 hours, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us. That's how we do what we do. We are funded by you, the listener, and we have extended our Inauguration Day specials tonight only. We are extending these, and this is for Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, and you know they're going to come after us, folks. So you need to support us now so we can stay independent. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. Supermail Vitality, 30% off. BrainForce, 30% off. I'm going around on the streets, and so many of the people are InfoWars fans. The first thing they'll say is, I love your products. I love the BrainForce. Dude, InfoWars. And they immediately talk about the products. You can actually see that in some of the videos that we do live. People just come up and they shout it out. Secret 12, 20% off. Survival Shield, 30% off. Knockout, 20% off all of these products. And again, DNA Force back in stock, 10% off. So check out those products. Support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Check out the groundbreaking products that we offer there. All right, guys. Now, this is a video that is surfacing on Twitter. And I don't know, did you guys hear the radio hot topic I did today? I basically thanked all the amazing people that I've met over the trip. Some of you I've reached out and talked to today. Just so many great people. Okay. And I also experienced, obviously, a lot of people that weren't so great, you could say. Yeah. And it's funny that this video surfaces of this woman on an airplane. She ends up getting kicked off. We're going to play that. But there was a woman. I thought it was the same woman that I saw on an airplane. And she looks exactly like that.
Nasty woman.
All of these people look the same. And I'm not kidding you. When I, the quote I have is your, I think it's your douchebag entitlement is what it is. These people have a douchebag entitlement, and I witnessed it, and that's what motivated me to say that in the hot topic. So let's play this video real quick. This woman is sitting next to a Trump supporter, and she's fully triggered.
He's just minding his own business too, by the way. She's the one that engaged in conversation with him.
Wow.
And so he smartly whips out his phone, records the whole thing. She gets kicked off the plane. Welcome to Trump's America, snowflake. Let's go ahead and play this video. You guys got it ready?
Yeah, she has called me names and insulted me just for sitting down in the seat saying that I came here to celebrate today.
Here she goes, fully triggered.
I would like for him to change.
I want him to change.
I'm going to get somebody. Well, you don't have that right. Well, I will get somebody to call.
And scolded like the little child you are.
You pretend you have a moral high ground, but you put that man's finger on me.
She said, that man doesn't think you have a moral high ground.
Do you believe in gravity? Did you know gravity is just a theory?
Now she's saying, now she goes.
She's the one that thinks she's got the moral high ground.
Now she goes full hilltard, and she says, oh, you probably don't believe in gravity either.
Right.
This woman is totally insane. Now, again, here's what happened. She's sitting next to a Trump supporter on the plane. He's just wearing a Trump inauguration shirt, and she refuses to fly with him. She wants him kicked off the plane.
She's causing hostilities.
She gets kicked off the plane. Now she's getting scolded by the airport staff.
Meanwhile, she tells them, you know, don't even put your arm on the armrest. You disgust me.
I'm going home now. I'm not getting off the plane. I'm entitled. I don't know if this translates to world radio. And then she goes on and she's like, oh. She's like, I'm in my space. I paid for my ticket. And there she is getting kicked off the plane.
Didn't he pay for his ticket?
Exactly.
And
then the cheers. Yeah. This, I'll tell you, this is the new America. This is the Trump effect. Suck it up, buttercup.
That's what I like to call a snowflake meltdown right there. Bye, Felicia. You're off the plane.
So I actually made this analogy that Donald Trump, there's like these huge space heaters that they put on the side of football games when it's really cold out. There's like this massive, like, you're just blasting heat out. And that's what Donald Trump is to these snowflakes. So he's blasting out, and then these little snowflakes come in, and they just immediately melt. They're
well,
gone.
That's the thing, is how bold is this woman? And so these are just all of these women, you know, thinking this is just the beginning, as they're saying. So they truly feel like they run the world now. They have the moral high ground.
The future is female.
Kick people off the planes and demand people move their seats.
The future is female. That's funny that Ashley brings that up, because that was something that was very confusing to me over the weekend. But I actually found the answer. So we'll talk about that, and I will also talk about Ashley. Especially with our experience being in the streets with these protesters and the madness that we ensued. I mean, I don't know if you got assaulted like I did, but I'm sure you were touched in weird manners. That just seems inevitable. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We've got 30 minutes left. Don't go anywhere.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Ashley Beckford, Leanne McAdoo, long segment here. And once again, I have to remind you, please go to InfoWarsStore.com, support our products, and I'm telling you, folks, once you go and you try these products, you're going to go back, you're going to become a regular user. That's how it was for me. That's what Ashley was talking about. We were talking about all the sales we have, and she was like, hey, is Super Female on sale? That's one of my favorite products. You better have that on sale, or that's actually sexist.
Right, that's gender inequality.
Because the Super Male Vitality is 30% off, but Super Female Vitality is also 30% off. And you know what? I mentioned Seeker 12, the B12 supplement. It's actually sold out right now unless you have the auto ship feature. If you sign up for auto ship, we always have these products on reserve. But the truth of the matter is the products are so good, that's why they sell out. Seeker 12 is such a great product. And that's the other thing you were mentioning. You're like, oh, that's too bad it's out. Mm-hmm. That's one of your favorite products, too. It's a great product. I take it almost every morning.
Yeah, and then my third favorite is the iodine.
Because it's electrifying.
That's what really attracted me to InfoWars was all the nutritional supplements. They're so high quality because I'd been searching for years to find high quality supplements. And here we are.
And you're probably someone like myself who's always been like a supplement head, kind of like a health freak.
I love that.
And it's just, you know, these are things that your body needs. These are natural supplements your body needs. They've been taken out of the food sources. And you just, you know, it's hard to eat healthy these days. I mean, we know how it is. So try out these products. BrainForce, 30% off. That seems to be a crowd favorite. My top three, I'd say Nascent Iodine is number one. After that, probably DNA Force. And then, I don't know, everything is great. Actually, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion is great, too. I take that every morning. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Support this broadcast. Help expand InfoWars. Alex says he wants to create a war room. I think that would be awesome. My house is a war room. You've seen it, Leanne. I would love to have that at the office. I'm like a sponge when I sit here and absorb all this.
I don't know how you don't go mad with your living room that has like 20 televisions all on the mainstream media.
Oh, wow.
I monitor the mainstream media constantly from my house. You got to keep your pulse on the propaganda. Okay, so before we went to break, Ashley mentioned the protesters that were out in Washington, D.C. Did you see them in Austin, too, that said the future is female?
Oh, yes. I had a woman, actually, who was wearing a shirt. It's going to be in my report that's coming out tonight about the Women's March here in Austin. And she was walking next to a topless woman.
Oh, man, I saw him in D.C., too. Oh, my God.
So on her chest, it said, not for you. And then the woman walking.
As she's walking around with her chest out.
It's not for you, but okay. I'm smiling for the camera. Hello. Okay. So next to her friend was wearing the Future is Female T-shirt. So that's their whole thing now is they actually, science has said we can create I believe you can create a female by using two female ova. So there you go. We can create babies without men.
It's funny because I was asking them, what does that sign mean? What does your shirt mean? What do you mean the future is female? They didn't answer. They were just, well, Trump is a misogynist. We won't have a misogynist in power. That was their only answer. Not an anti-Trump march, though, pro-women's march. But we can create babies without men is now what the scientists are claiming. So that's what they were. That's what they meant to say when I asked them. They just didn't know it. They just hadn't done the research like they claimed they'd done.
Sorry, ladies. I don't want a planet without men. I think actually...
This is anti-men. This is an anti-men story.
Sorry, ladies. I can't do it.
No, I agree.
So, you know what? Here's kind of my new thing, actually, in the face of all these feminists, which, by the way, I'm just going to give this message out right now. Dear feminists, please shower... Please shave all of humanity. But here's my thing. So I'm now a masculinist. How do you feel about that? I'm a masculinist.
Okay.
Are you guys down with that?
Well, there were a lot of, I'm down with it. There's a lot of misandrists out there. I mean, I think promoting masculinity is one of the most important things that we need to do right now. Also, I was talking about when I was out there, how there's so many androgynous people. I feel like the guys actually subconsciously probably feel that it's easier to live as a woman than it is to live as a man because it's so much pressures from being masculine, being a male. What do you think? Do you think women have it easier or men have it?
Well, you know what? Let's be honest. There's different advantages for being a woman. There's different advantages for being a man. And there's different differences. These are biological differences, not social constructs. But it's funny because we saw a ton of the people. You can see these in the videos. I mean... I don't want to make fun of these kids. These are young kids. I don't know what their deal is, but they all look like they are raised on baby formula. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And I'll just leave it right there. But we've witnessed it in these videos and they really are completely clueless. And here's the other thing. They're out here. They're feminists, right? Well, how feminine is it to walk up to a man and strike him in the face for no reason? That's assault. That's not ladylike behavior.
Right. That's sexist,
if
too.
If you had done that, that would have been assault. Or them coming up and hugging you and, like, squeezing, hugging you.
Mm-hmm. That was just weird. I can't even. That was just strange.
If you had done that to them, they would have cried rage.
And by the way, Alex Jones is not exaggerating. He's not joking. They really do come up to you and hump you. That is, that actually happens. It sounds extreme. It sounds crazy. No, I'm telling you, it happened to me multiple times. They come up and they hump you. And this is what we were talking about. We were kind of saying this in the break. They do this like protest limbo where they just keep lowering the bar.
Right.
They see how low can the protest go. So that's the thing. Mm-hmm. All right. So Ashley, so I actually love these videos. I think that our audience loves these videos.
Where, I love making them.
where we go out on the street, we do the first person video style. We have the camera phone in our hand and we walk up to these people. We try to have a conversation and we experience the same thing every time. For me, it's how is Trump racist? Ha 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 ha. Are you kidding me? For you, it was, what are Hillary Clinton's merits? Ha 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 ha. Are you kidding me? And we capture it time and time and time again. And I think what we're seeing now is the culture war is starting to hit home where you're seeing people like this being kicked off of airplanes. Mm-hmm. You're seeing, Donald Trump winning a presidential election. Marine Le Pen, I'm seeing social media polls now where Marine Le Pen is just dominating to be the next leader in France. It's not even close right now. They're nationalist leaders in Italy, nationalist leaders in Brazil, all over the planet. And I think that this is kind of coming together. And because, not just us, but other people are out there documenting the complete ignorance, double standard of these people protesting, of these people whining and crying in the streets. They're like, okay, you know what? We're done with these people. Yeah. These people are nothing.
This is not
they don't control. Exactly. Exactly. So for you, Ashley, tell me, maybe we can just talk about what was the craziest thing that you witnessed or the weirdest thing you witnessed when you were out in Austin?
Well, I'd definitely say it was the nude women and the androgynous people who people who just really couldn't speak at all. Literally, they refused to speak as to what their position was, but they wanted to yell at me just because they see me wearing a Trump hat. They want to say Black Lives Matter, but they don't care if you don't agree with them. Okay, we have Alex.
Do we have a troll? Do we have a troll in studio right now?
A goblin.
Oh, we have a goblin. A goblin troll.
I just saw a Goofy. I went walking by the camera, so I just did it again.
Okay, awesome. Officially walked
out. When I was a kid, they had Dallas Cowboy parties at the house. I was always standing in front of the television, so.
Take a better wall than a window. Better wall than a window.
Some of them were chanting at me, actually. They were chanting at me. You can see it in the video. Don't feed the troll. Don't feed the troll. And I was like, wait a second. Yeah. You being out here protesting is feeding the troll. But you already fed the troll. Like, you're the all-you-can-eat buffet for the troll.
Yeah, you drew me here.
Off of triggering you.
Yes. I came here. Yeah, like, I came to the protest to troll you. I'm just embracing it right now. In fact, this is what I'm going to do, because they always ask me, why are you out here? Oh, and I'm like, well, you know what? Here's why I'm out here, because I'm the white male troll. How do you like that? I am the white male troll, and I'm here to troll you.
Trolling you with this privilege.
So, yes, if you're going to be out in the streets protesting, I'm going to be out here trolling you with my white male privilege. And what's going to happen? You're going to completely embarrass yourself. I don't know. Ashley, what do you think about that?
Well, it was basically the same for me. I was calling myself a, effing black female. I said, don't try to, adjust your television screen. I am a black woman wearing a Trump hat. I did support Donald Trump. I know it makes you very, very confused.
Your eyes and rods and pixels
exactly.
Are all fine.
Oh, man, they just couldn't take it. I mean, they weren't willing to accept another point of view. I barely could even get people to talk to me. They would scream at me, and then I'd try to get them to say something on camera that actually made sense, and they couldn't even bring words together.
Isn't it so incredible, though, that they make the argument that you are brainwashed or that you are, being subservient to the white man or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, you literally are being brainwashed by the party that founded the KKK,
exactly.
Who's convinced you that at some point in time, the KKK, who was, like, out there at the DNC in, like, the 1924 or something, like, en masse, that all of a sudden they all went to the Republican side.
Well, it's the same thing, though. It's the same thing. Whether it's like, oh, they tell you, oh, you're black, you can't like Trump, or, oh, you're a woman, you can't like Trump. It's like, no, I'm a woman, I'll choose what I like. I'm black, I'll choose what I like. You don't tell me what to like.
I thought this was about freedom and equality, and I can do, as I wish as a free woman.
Right, my body, my choice, right? So I'm going to use my body to support Donald Trump, support me. I just was talking about the phrase, make America great again. What is wrong with that phrase? They want to say, well, America's already great. Well, obviously, you haven't been looking around, right? Or it was never great.
They can't get that argument straight.
Yeah, exactly. They can't figure out whether it was was never great, or it's, you know, great right. now, or they just can't get down with what Donald Trump is saying. It's
anything
really
anything he says is gonna be the opposite.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I actually when I was in Washington, one night we ended up at a Legion post, and we were having a good time with some of the veterans, and this was specifically, I don't know if it was like this normally, but the regulars, all of them were black that were there, and we all got to talking, and they didn't all love Trump, but the ones that didn't like Trump, you know, they were like, oh, we'll give him a chance, but then a lot of them were like, yeah, I love Trump. And one of them even said to me, he was telling a story, and I got this guy's contact information. He was a brilliant man. I actually hope to maybe get him on the show sometime. He was like, you know, they tried to say that America was never great. And he talked about how when he was a kid growing up in Chicago in the 40s and 50s, how he actually experienced real racism. He told me a story about how there was a huge difference between trying to go to a Cubs game and trying to go to a White Sox game, where at the Cubs game, you had the rich white elite people that were going, and they didn't want, you know, the public housing black kids to show up at the game. So they would try to shoo them away. Like, literally, they would, like, shuffle them off the block, and he would experience that. And he said if he went to a White Sox game, though, they would be more welcoming. They would welcome in, you know, public housing kids. They would welcome in people that were out on the streets. It was a more welcoming environment. And even he was telling me the story, and even he was like, you know what, though? Even having to deal with that racism, even having to deal growing up in that community and the things that even kept him away from Chicago still to this day that he dealt with, he still said that he thought America was great. He still said that he knows that there's no other country where he would have rather grown up in and where he would have rather been. So he really took that personally, and it was something that hit home with me. He really took that personally as someone who, unlike these protesters out in the streets, he actually experienced the things that they're complaining about that they think are setting America back now. No, he experienced that in the past, and now he sees that we're past that. Why are you still clinging to that?
Right, you have the opportunity to truly flourish here in this country, which is why, you know, with, I know you've brought in a lot of these executive orders.
Yeah, let's talk about these.
I think it's going to be so incredible if people just give him the opportunity to let this, you know, let his plan, his agenda kind of take place. They're going to be surprised with how much better everything is. But the mainstream news doesn't want to talk about the things that he's already done in his first 3 days, because that's great for everyone. It's great for all of us. It doesn't divide us.
Right. Let's talk about the fact that a new Trump White House website sets agenda that mirrors campaign pledges. So we already have Trump going ahead and fulfilling those campaign pledges that he made. Also, I like this. Trump reinstates ban on U.S. funds promoting abortion overseas. Now, that's what we really want to see from Donald Trump. And that's what I really love, because a lot of these crazy social justice warrior women out there were all about reproductive rights. They were all about, you know, let me abort my baby and all this weird stuff, this, you know, anti-woman stuff, really. And my whole thing is, why don't you understand the real, you know, creation of Planned Parenthood? Why don't you understand where this is all coming from? Margaret Sanger and depopulation, eugenics, okay? Feeble-minded means black. Feeble-minded, you know, inferior. She had all sorts of code words.
Well, and they that's in the Kissinger NSSM Memorandum 200, where he says we're only going to give these countries federal funds and banking loans if they agree to abort their babies
and vaccines
and abortions.
Right.
And you know what's funny? I just thought of this. They always want to reference the numbers and the stats when it comes to police and African-Americans, but they never want to reference or face the stats when it comes to abortions in African-Americans.
Exactly.
That seems to be a complete double standard. But when you talk about that, that issue has been such a political football. It was started by President Reagan in 1984. It was then reversed by Bill Clinton in 1993. And then Bush reinstated it, and then Obama took it back. And so now Trump has taken it back. So it's kind of been a political football between the Republicans and the Democrats. But to me, it's just unconstitutional to take anybody's taxpayer dollars to go towards anything that would be against their religion. And abortion is obviously against just about any religion that I could think
right,
of.
They're forcing nuns, you know, to pay for birth control and abortions right. through Obamacare. And that was one of the main reasons why they created Obamacare, was to force people who, you know, are bitter clingers, you know, to support this whole abortion mindset.
So here's the big one, though. Trump abandons Trans-Pacific Partnership, Obama's signature trade deal. So there's your legacy, Obama, signed away day well, I guess day three. Mm-hmm. President Trump formally abandons the Trans-Pacific Partnership on Monday. That was today, of course. He did that in one of his three executive orders.
Excellent.
Well, and it's interesting because with CNN and all these other mainstream outlets, they're all painting this as, oh, Trump has killed the TPP.
Oh, yeah.
Making the way for China. Mm-hmm. It's so devastating. Oh, and these are the same establishment media that were really covering for the fact that this TPP was being created and navigated in secret, created by the corporations. No one was allowed to look at it. It was going to be a major jobs killer. It was going to be super bad for our country and for our workers and for our sovereignty. Great for the corporations. And these media outlets were protecting the Trans-Pacific Partnership and really trying to promote it as this great thing now that Trump has done away with it. And he's trying to explain how terrible it would have been for America. The media can't get on that. They're basically saying,
well, it was great. It was great, too, because he signs it. He says, we've been talking about this. We're glad to do this. And then he hit it on the head. He said, this is good for the American worker.
Exactly.
This is good for the American worker.
It's not great for global government.
And another thing he did today that's great for the American worker, Trump to sign executive order on plan to renegotiate NAFTA with Mexico and Canada, eliminating the North American Free Trade Agreement, which has really created quite a deficit between trade in the U.S. and those two countries. More he's doing for United States industry. Trump tells business leaders he wants to cut regulations by 75% or maybe more.
Maybe more.
In a meeting with 10 senior executives today, he talked about this. I don't know. Maybe I've never seen this come out of the Obama administration, where he's inviting everyone to his office. He's saying, here's the executive orders, we're signing it. We're highly publicizing this. Here's why it makes sense for American workers. We're putting American jobs first. This is why we're cutting regulations. And it's all highly publicized. It's all being done, you know, in so the American people can see it, not on Christmas Eve, not over New Year's.
This will be a transparent administration. He didn't even promise to do that in his campaign, like President Obama campaigned on being transparent.
And it's great to see. And if nothing else, love him or hate him, it's exciting. It's fun.
It's good having someone in there that's going to get the job.
It's Trump's America. One more segment. Leanne McAdoo, Ashley Beckford, Owen Troyer, Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pace, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
impartial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As we've been tried it on the wine spread, much too long.
Final segment of the Alex Jones Show, the first Monday after the inauguration of Donald J. Trump. Owen Schroyer with you, Ashley Beckford, Leanne McAdoo. We've covered the two executive orders that we already mentioned, Trump stopping the federal funding or the monies going towards NGOs that support abortion. We talked about, of course, NAFTA. We talked about TPP. And another one, Trump on today issued a freeze on federal hiring. And when he did this, if you can go see the video, it's great because I think it's Priebus who says this executive order is to freeze federal hiring, and then Trump grabs it and he signs it and he says, "Except the military, except the military." He made it very
public safety and public health.
And that's of course in the executive order. But these things are already flying, guys. We're already seeing the executive orders fly, and it'll be interesting to see if this is a trend that happens every day, every week, every month. I support all of President Trump's executive orders today that I saw.
Thus far, yes, and also to his aide, Kellyanne Conway, said he may not enforce the individual health insurance mandate. They're looking at that as well as just saying we're not going to penalize people that haven't gotten it yet because for whatever reason they can't afford it.
And I also found Sean Spicer to be refreshing as the press secretary as well. I don't know if you guys caught any of his stuff. Right. Between the reporters going toe to toe with them.
We are living in some really weird times. That's all I got to say. Who knows what the future holds? Looks bright, though.
Well, and I'll tell you what, that video clip, I actually still have not had the chance to listen to the entire inauguration speech from Donald Trump, believe it or not.
Hey, what?
I know. Well, that's really just good. What it's like when you're
it's
on the
really
road.
It's really good. Well, they're trying to tear it apart as if it's this, you know,
when
Hitler.
That clip, I was listening earlier, that clip that you guys played when he talks about the future and, you know, the medical, the mysteries of space. I actually cried.
Mm-hmm.
I actually cried because humanity has so much potential, folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, we really can release our potential, and we've never had a leader that's called that out, that's wanted to bring that to the forefront.
Right. He's giving people hope again, you know, the hope and change that we were hoping for when we, you know, elected Barack Obama, those of us who voted for him the first time. Honestly, Trump is going to be that change. He's bringing a total new perspective to America, and he's really waking people up in so many different ways.
Hope and change, bringing it to the people rather
right.
than just Obama's administration was for a select few.
Exactly.
And he's not going to keep the people asleep. You know, he's going to tell it like it is to the best of his ability. He's not going to, I think, hold too many punches. He's not going to be politically correct. And that's the kind of rhetoric I think that, well, at least that I like, because that's what takes America out of its trance.
That's what we need.
You know, yeah, exactly. You don't need a president that's going to go up there and NPR you or beat around the bush or semantics or just flat out lie. I mean, let's call it like it is,
yeah.
Flat out lie. Donald Trump, to me, is not going to do that. Now, of course, like you guys said, the media is going to spin it. They're already all over him. I've got this story here. You know, CNBC, Yahoo, they're attacking. You know, I'm not even going to give it any time.
Well,
I'm not even going
to
give it any time.
Interesting, because when I went to the Bilderberg there in England with Alex Jones and everyone when I first started working here, and he went on the BBC, and this was shortly after he also, you know, got into it with Piers Morgan and was just so loud, and he did the same kind of...
Who all of a sudden is coming around on Trump, by
yeah,
the way.
Right.
Piers Morgan. Come on the show, Piers Morgan. Come talk to Alex.
Come back around.
Come talk to Alex
well,
again.
That's what Alex
yeah,
said.
Come on. We won't talk about guns. We'll just talk about Trump.
That's what Alex said, is that, that these people are in such a trance that you have to speak to them like that so that they wake up mm-hmm. out of their trance. You have to speak to them in that way. He's so right.
Well, Trumpledore, with his magic jobs wand, is at it again. Foxconn CEO says investment for display plant in U.S. would exceed $7 billion. Wow. Well, and I hope that they would build that plant without suicide nets like they do in China. Supermarket chain Kroger fills 10,000 permanent positions. And this is not something that necessarily can be deemed Trump's making, but people are trying to promote this America first. We're bringing jobs back. Put America back to work. This has been the Alex Jones Show. Leanne Macu, Ashley Beckford, Alex Jones, Owen Shore. Thank you guys so much. Infowarsstore.com back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.